This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 776, 10 towards today's vocab for an IELTS 8 and higher.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll learn 5 extremely impressive phrases about preference to knock the examiner's socks off on your next IELTS speaking exam.
Hello, Jessica. How are you today? Delayed reality.
Hello, Lindsay.
No, go ahead.
We're having some funny delays here with our technology today. The internet is in a mood, we could say.
It's in a mood. This happens to everyone, but we have such an amazing editor that you guys may not even hear these gaps here. So that is the good news. Thanks to Gaspar. He is awesome. All right. Thank you, Gaspar.
He is the best. He is a magician.
He's awesome. All right. So what are we getting into then today, Jessica?
All right, guys. So we have an awesome vocabulary question from a student in the course. And remember, if you are a Three Keys student, you get to be part of our exclusive Facebook group and ask IELTS experts, have like access to IELTS experts and native speakers 24/7. There is nothing else out there. No other system that gives you that.
Yes, exactly, Jessica. So do we have like a big announcement to make about that system? What's going on?
We do. So Guys, the price for this amazing, amazing, life-changing Three Keys system, it is going up in October. So guys, is it October 14th, Lindsay?
Yes. That's right. Monday, yes. October 14th, the price is going up. Yeah.
Yes. So before Monday, October 14th, you guys, do not put it off. It is fall. It is the time to dig into your commitments right now. Fall, I love fall. It is the time when school starts. It is the weather is changing. Everybody's getting a little bit more serious about life. Summer is over. So guys, now is the perfect time to commit yourself to getting past your IELTS dream. So guys, right now, don't wait till October 13th. Don't wait till after October 14th. Right now, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the complete system. Or if you also want one-on-one classes with one of our experts, go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
Yes. And the good news is that when you are in the system, you are being trained. If you decide to work with a coach, you're being trained by someone who has learned under an ex-examiner or is an ex-examiner, right, Jessica? I mean, you were an examiner for 14 years and you will be training our staff here, our new coaching team. So they will learn everything that you know about this exam. So guys, you have an incredible advantage. And guess what, Jessica? Guess what I just found out this past weekend as I was digging deep into our blog?
What?
We have more than 100 student success interviews on the podcast. Just students that have been interviewed, okay? And of course, there are more than that, but those are the ones whose voices are on the show. That is an amazing number.
That's crazy. I didn't realize it was that many. That's so cool. And I mean, oh my gosh, 100 is so many. And guys, that is just a small slice, a sliver of the number who have actually got past IELTS. Because I know I've emailed back and forth with students who maybe don't even post in Facebook. And they just go into Facebook to read and learn and they do the course in their own time. And there are also other students who maybe did share their scores and I emailed them to ask them to come on the show and they're like, I'm not so comfortable with that. So that like 100 students, that's just like a small sliver of the actual number who have used our system successfully.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Guys, the evidence is here, and that's why the price is going up. So get in today before Monday, October 14th. All right, awesome. Jessica, we are on the podcast to talk about a strange word that we have heard on, you've heard in the IELTS exam all the time, but we advise against it, right?
Yes, exactly. So, okay, guys, a lovely student in our Facebook group, thank you, Lisa, for posting this question, asked if she could say, I fancy bungee jumping over parachuting instead of using the verb prefer. So yeah, that's a really good question. So I prefer, that's boring, that's common, that's average. Mm-hmm. What about using I fancy? Lindsay, what do you think about using that?
Well, I mean, I think the IELTS exam is very much about, it's sometimes it's about elevating our language, but sometimes it's also about sounding relevant. All the time, it's about sounding relevant, right? What do natives actually use? And in my book, well, at least in American English, and you know, we don't hear it much in British English these days either, we don't use that term all that much, right? Fancy. Exactly. We know that students on the test do, but that's not what gets you that 7 or higher.
Exactly, exactly, guys. So yeah, for sure. You don't have to write in, guys. You don't have to send us emails. We know that some people still do use this. I know, for sure. Some British people still might say fancy or I am keen on something, but I mean, not a lot. Okay. This is not real. We don't talk like this anymore. And I say we, like Americans have never talked like that. And even like British English, it's not super common anymore. They're just old, worn out terms. And besides that, guys, these two phrases, the fancy and the keen on, I could tell you, like, these are in the first chapter of, like, every IELTS book ever written.
Boring.
Like, that's just all the students learn those things. So don't say those phrases. Okay, so what should we say? How can we communicate preference? Because this is a super common function, guys, in speaking part one and part three, communicating preference. So how else can we say I prefer, Lindsay? Hello, future success story and guest on the podcast. You guys have heard over 100 students on this show telling you that Three Keys IELTS brought them to their dream IELTS score and higher sometimes than their dream IELTS score. So guys, don't miss out on being a Three Keys student. Get in the course now before prices go up on October 14th. Use these special links. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach.
Well, there's some better ways to That's great. There are some better things to say, right? So for example, here's a good one, guys. You can say, I'd much sooner choose coffee over tea. Right? I'd much sooner. I love that.
Yes. This isn't super duper common either, but it's not, because it is like, it's another level. Like, I wouldn't say it's only formal, but it could be formal. So this is definitely appropriate for part one and part three as far as like tone goes. But it's definitely impressive. Like, it checks that box for interesting that the examiner needs to check to give you a 7 or higher for vocab. I love this. I want to start using this in daily conversation. Like, I would much sooner go bungee jumping than parachuting.
Exactly. Guys, so write that one down and start using that, because again, just to reemphasize what we said, if you're just studying from the same textbooks, learning the same words that other students are learning, other candidates, yes, maybe people in England still use I fancy, right? But if you're using it sounding just like other students, you're not going to get pushed above them score-wise, okay?
Exactly.
That's really what it's about. It's about how you compare to other students.
Exactly. And the much sooner student is going to get, you know, a 7 or an 8 or a 9, and the fancy student will not, is stuck at a 6. So another sort of fancier way that we could say fancy is to tend towards. I think this is more for like, I would use this more for like general options and then offer a specific example. Like, if the question is about sports, like the example that Lisa is asking about, I would be like, I tend towards water activities. So that's why I'd probably choose bungee jumping, because I could like dive into the water afterwards as if it's like over the ocean or a lake or a river, instead of parachuting.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I like that. And there's a lot of places on the test where this could come up, right? So this is super useful. We're talking about what we like, what we enjoy.
Totally. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we've taught you guys some great, great vocab for like and enjoy, not just on the podcast, but on our YouTube channel. And we're really getting granular today as far as like the specific function, right? Mm-hmm. To say you prefer something over another thing. So let's see. I also love the phrase I'm leaning towards. That's so fun. Lindsay, do you use that phrase?
I do. Yeah. I use that a lot, actually. And it's kind of about when you're kind of making a decision, right?
Totally.
And you're just moving in one direction or the other. Like right now, you know, I am based in Los Angeles, but I'm leaning towards maybe going somewhere else.
Yeah, totally.
Ask me again in a couple of weeks. Maybe things will have changed, right? So that's a perfect example. I'm leaning towards it. Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, careful guys. Like these aren't all exact synonyms. Leaning towards is definitely like I am in the process of deciding. And right now, like as I am answering this part one question, I feel like I prefer this, but that could change. Like it's a very sort of temporary preference, I would say.
Yeah, I love that.
So okay, like, yeah, like if you're in a restaurant as well and you're not sure what you want and you could be like, I'm leaning towards getting dessert, but I'm not certain yet. Could you come back in a minute?
Oh, man. Speaking of dessert, I had a really good strawberry rhubarb pie over the weekend. It was so good.
That's awesome. It was so good. It just like stopped you in your podcast tracks now.
For sure.
Like,
I gotta
talk about this pie.
Oh, and here's another good one, guys. I would way rather. So notice that we've added way here for emphasis and for being interesting. Right? It makes it more interesting. If you just say, I'd rather, that's okay, but it's kind of typical, right? Other students will probably say it. But if you change that and you say, I would way rather have chocolate ice cream than vanilla ice cream, then that's interesting.
Yeah, totally. And this is really a pronunciation opportunity. I know that when I work with personal coach students, we're always looking for these missed opportunities, right? Like I'm always using this phrase with students like, oh, that's a missed vocab opportunity. That's a missed pronunciation opportunity to really identify like strategically, all right, like when exactly can you raise your score and how can you do that? And this is one of those ways, right? So it's like not everything is about vocab. Not everything is about, you know, like grammar. Like this is about specifically pronunciation. I would way rather go bungee jumping and really like mimic our pronunciation of that phrase and practice using it yourself. Cause that's like, man, such an easy way to sneak that band-aid pronunciation score, you know, in there.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Are there any other ways that we would advise our listeners to go with this phrase? Any other things we can say?
Oh, gosh. Well, not that we thought of beforehand, but instead of I'd way rather, let's see. Ooh, here's a fancy one. As a matter of choice. That's a super fancy phrase. So I would reserve this for, no, this could be in part one as well. I think it would be kind of quirky to use in part one. But definitely appropriate for part three. So again, I would use this for like general preferences and then dive right into a specific example. So Lindsay and I obviously love dessert. So I could be like, as a matter of choice, I usually go for chocolate. Like yesterday, James and I made some chocolate chip cookies and we put an extra cup of dark chocolate chips in there for good measure.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. Yeah, I mean, IELTS is about sharing who you are, guys. That's the other piece, I think, like a sub takeaway for today is that you're going to use these phrases to describe what you like in the world, what you don't like, and that has to be prominent on the exam too.
Definitely, definitely. And gosh, guys, all of this is tied in together. When you are confident,
when you use these phrases and you feel proud of your pronunciation and vocab, that translates directly into your fluency, how calm and confident you sound overall. So all of this is tied in together, guys, the vocab, the pronunciation, the fluency. Like we're really firing on all cylinders today with this advice.
I agree with that.
Yeah, definitely note down your two favorite phrases today, guys, and practice using them.
Yeah, guys. And just another friendly reminder that our course prices for Three Keys IELTS are going up on Monday, October 14th. So you don't want to miss the chance to get in now while the prices are steady as they are now. On that day, they're going up. So jump in. Yes.
I can't wait to see you guys in there and talk to you in the Facebook group. Like, these are conversations we could have with each other, guys.
Yeah, this is great. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out. I'll talk to you very soon.
Sounds good. Bye, Lindsay.
Okay, bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.